In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we have a special day. We have, of course, first of all, is the holiday of the resurrection of the Lord. It's a Sunday. And second of all, it is New Year. Yes, it's a new year of the church, as the church is celebrating, and not the way the world is celebrating, but this is a new year when the Lord himself, Jesus Christ, was celebrating, and he came to the synagogue and in his town, and he was given a book to read from Isaiah, and he opened up a place in where he said that today is the day that is going to change everything in the world for the good. And he talked about, and he read the place about how the Messiah is going to come, and he's going to change things and heal the blind and heal all kinds of sicknesses and make a new life. For the people. And my beloved, he said a beautiful sermon. Of course, we don't have an account of it, and I can't quote it to you, but the people were so amazed at how he being as if a son of a carpenter, and how he would be able to do that and to say such a beautiful sermon. And of course, he did say to them that he is the Messiah. And later on, as you know, he has covered it up and wouldn't allow even his disciples to tell anybody that he is the Messiah, the Savior. And because he knew he had to die for me and for you. He had to die on the cross, and he knew all of that because he wanted to show us the perfect love. And of course, which he did, my beloved. And today, we're also celebrating the saints, lots of saints today. There's Saint Simeon, the Stolpnik, he made himself later on in his life a big post on which he had made a little small place for him to stand on top, to be away from the world in a sense. And my beloved, this today we're also celebrating a deacon and his disciples, 40 women that were all martyrs. And they died for Christ because they loved him so much, and they weren't afraid of being tortured and to go through all kinds of terrible things. Well, of course, Saint Simeon too. He went through such a thing that today everybody would start to scream and say, "Oh, he is just crazy! How can they do that such a thing?" Yes, well, because he wasn't thinking of the temple. He was thinking of the eternal. He was first made a shepherd, but then one time there was so much snow that they decided not to take the sheep outside. So he went. He was able to go to church with his parents, and he went to the church and he heard such a beautiful words from Christ, from the gospel, and it came into the heart, and he decided that he is going to leave everything and he's going to work on his salvation, because that's the most important thing. And finally he leaves the parents and goes to a monastery, and in the monastery he starts to look at everybody, what they're doing, and if they would be fasting for 1 or 2 days, and then sometimes 3 days and more, some of them were fasting for a whole week, not to have anything to eat. And to think, and he decided he's going to do like Moses did, and like the Lord did himself, that he is going to fast for a whole 40 days, not having anything to eat. And one time he was visited by a bishop, and the bishop came to him, and he said to him, well, you should not be killing yourself, because that's a sin too. You have to take care of yourself. That's what we hear all the time now from everybody. But he said to him, I'll give you bread and water, and if you will really become so sick from the fasting, then you take and eat the bread and the water. And he sealed him up in a place, and he said he'll come in 40 days. And when he comes in 40 days, the bishop, he sees that the saint is there lying, just about to seem to be like dead, but he didn't touch any of the bread or any of the water. Can you just imagine that? For 40 days, not having any food and not having any water. These doctors say, you man can't survive more than 3 days without water, especially without water. He has to have water. Well, my beloved, but what today's doctors and what today's people believe and think, because they are not depending on the grace of God. They do not understand that God is all-powerful and almighty, and he can give the strength, and as he did for the saints, he was giving the strength to be able to do all those things which seem to go against the nature, against the normal things. So one day the devil tried to trick Saint Simeon, made a chariot out of a fire, just like Elijah's, and came up to his post, and said, "Come in, and the Lord is wants to bring you to heaven because you have been such a good person, and so on, and you deserve to be in heaven already." And he was fooled by the enemy. He didn't understand it was the devil. So as he just picked up his leg and he was about to go into the chariot, the fiery chariot, but he crossed himself. And as he crossed himself, the whole thing disappeared because the demons can't stand the cross. And he then understood that he was about to be tricked, and that he fell for it, and so he decided to punish his leg. And how did he punish it? Well, not the way we would punish, maybe. We would hit it a little bit or something, but he just said to himself, you're going to be standing for one whole year. And that leg that was about to go into and be tricked by the devils and go into the chariot. And he stood for a whole year on one leg. Of course, this is a feat that's impossible for a normal people to do. Okay? And it's only through the grace of God he was able to do it. And the leg has become so sick after a while that it started to die out. And then the worms start to eat the leg, my beloved. And he withstood all that. He withstood all that. And then one prince came over to him, and the worms were falling down sometimes from the post on the ground. And one prince picked up the worm, and the saints noticed it, and they said, "What are you doing? What are you picking up the worms and so on?" And the prince opened up his hand, and it was not a worm. It was a beautiful, beautiful gem. It's a white that you find it in the sea. I forget how you say it in English. A pearl. It was a beautiful pearl. And of course, that happened because he had so much love for the saint, and the saint had made the miracle and it turned that worm into a pearl, and many things he had done. He had brought into the church thousands, not hundreds, but thousands of people from different kind of countries, from Syria and from India and from all over the world. They would be coming over to see him and to hear his preaching, my beloved. And he was once approached, the mother found him once, because the parents were looking for him in the beginning, never could find him. But the mother, before she died, she found him and she came over to the post and they wanted him to come and see her. But of course, he didn't do it. But then he talked to her and she had died right there, and he buried her and prayed for her all the time. My beloved, this is the lives, of course, it's nothing to do with the lives as we lead today. The lives that we lead today is, it's totally, we have pinned ourselves down to this earth, totally. We're just thinking of only the temporary. We are not really thinking about the eternal life, and we should. And of course, the martyrs, the 40 the women that were martyred, of course, they didn't care about the temporary life. All they wanted to be was their Lord in the heaven, and what kind of tortures they went through, how they tortured them, and they endured everything because they wanted only one thing, is to be with the Lord. And this is what we have to take examples from. We have to learn that. We have to learn to want to be with the Lord, and if need to be, sacrifice everything that we have, including our, if need to be, our health and our bodies and so on. Because the Lord says, do not be afraid of somebody that's going to be killing your body, but will not be able to touch your soul. And this is what all the martyrs did. And there was literally, there were millions of martyrs. And even here in Russia, there was millions of martyrs here while the communists had their reign over here, because they have actually did kill literally millions of people for their faith, for those who really believed in Jesus Christ. And you and me have to learn to love the Lord enough, love him enough so that we be able to sacrifice, if need to be, at least something. Well, today, for instance, is it New Year's? Are we not going to have celebrations like they do in the world, having drinking parties and gluttony and so on, and have the fun? No. What we're going to do, we're going to spend the time of either reading the spiritual books and visiting the sick and trying to help our neighbors, and most of all we're trying to use the time for prayers. This is the proper way of celebrating the New Year. In the Old Testament, Moses had given a rule at that time that no one would work on this day, and that no one can even plow the land or do nothing with the land or take the harvest because of the 1st of September. Is it already you could cut the apples and fruits from the vineyards, you could get the grapes and so on, and not to touch anything, to leave that for the poor people or for the animals, but that they would not take anything this year. And also that they would spend their time forgiving everybody, and they would not hold, nobody would owe anything anybody anything, was everything will be forgiven, and today, as a new year, and not only forgiven, but they even let go of their slaves. At that time, they still had slaves, and so they would give them freedom, and no one would own anybody anything, and this is what they had to do. Of course, it was every 50 years they would have to free the slaves and forgive all the debts. But so we have to take an example from that, and we have to learn to also to forgive. Now, because if we don't forgive, our Lord is not going to forgive us. So let's try to really to be Orthodox Christians and to forgive each other all the time, forgive each other no matter what, and love each other, and love not only your friends and your neighbors, but to love also our enemies, and thus we'll be able to be fulfilling God's law of love, and we'll be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.